again to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and this week we continue our salute to radio comedy with another great comedian who started in vaudeville. He called himself Schnozzola for his outstanding feature, an enormous nose. He wrote his comic theme song, Inka Dinka Doo, in the 1930s, and it was an immediate hit. For this week's entertainment, we've chosen 2 half-hour episodes of The Jimmy Durante Show. The first episode is a treat, with the fabulous Peggy Lee singing It's Magic, and one of Durante's famous stand-up routines done in song. You'll also hear skits with guest star, actor Victor Moore. Here is The Jimmy Durante Show, first broadcast June 16th, 1948, on NBC.
Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's The Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you The Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music. The piccolo player's only playing with one pickle. And I got another complaint. I just got word that Petrillo has been elected president of the Musicians Union again. I demand a recount. Who did you guys in the orchestra vote for, Petrillo or Durante?
Petrillo!
Durante.
That proves I'm the winner. In the Musicians Union, one vote against Petrillo is a landslide.
Well, Jimmy, Petrillo wasn't the only president in the news this week. The day before yesterday, President Truman came into Los Angeles, but I don't suppose you baffled the crowd to go down and meet him.
Howard, you're laboring under a misapprehension. Why, when the presidential special pulled in, I'm the guy who stood on the platform singing, waiting for the train to come in, waiting for the train to come in. Sorry, Harry, our sound man is a Republican.
Well, Jimmy, when the president stepped off the train, was he happy to see you?
He was exuberated. He grabbed my hand and said, greetings. How do you like that? Congress hasn't passed a law yet, and already I'm drafted. Greetings.
Well, given the newsreel, when I saw you hand the president his welcoming gift of a bottle of champagne, he looked puzzled.
I'll say he was puzzled. He pointed at my schnoz and said, this stumps me. It's too small to launch and too big to veto. Chuckling gently at the president's remark and filing it away for November, where am I now? We paraded up Wilshire Boulevard to UCLA, where Truman received an honorary degree. And after walking 25 miles, I was happy to accept my award, too.
Oh, Dr. Sproul presented you with a degree?
No, Dr. Scholl presented me with a foot pad.
Well, Jim, tell me, did the president get a chance to do any sightseeing in our beautiful city?
Indubitably, Howard, indubitably. I took him on a tour, hither and thither, and we finally wound up at the zoo where a very touching scene took place.
Well, what happened?
The elephant looked Truman in the eye and said, please, Harry, tell me what the White House looks like. After 16 years, even an elephant forgets.
That sounds very interesting, but I heard that you also attended the press club ball.
Yes, Howard, and what a blowout it was. Everybody showed up with a prominent newspaper man, and I brought Greer Garson.
You brought Greer Garson? Well, she's not a member of the press.
So what? Let them press what they want. I'll press what I want.
I'm not going to sit around all evening with Jimmy Fiddler on my lap.
Schnoz, the ladies' man. What would Durante do without women?
Let's put it another way. What would women do without Durante? Wait a minute. I think I like it your way better. but my romantic life has its ups and downs. Let me elucidate. The other day, a friend of mine gave me the number of a girl he wanted me to know. Blind dates her for me, and when she answered the phone, I gave her my sweetest hello. You see, I always like to start out very brilliant and get dull as I go along. Continuing, I said, Durante speaking. How about going out with me tonight? She said, before I go out with you, what do you look like? What a dilemma. Should I tell her the truth and be turned down? Or should I lie and worry about it later? There was no way out, so instead, I braced myself and said, I wouldn't say I was handsome. I wouldn't say I was cute. I'm not very tall. Gosh darn it all. It's kind of hard to put it in words. You know, the other night I made a blind date the same way, over the phone. I said, hello. She said, hello. Come right over. When I got there, she took one look at my nose and said, you sure must have hurried. You forgot to hang up the phone. It's kind of hard to put it in words. It's not that I want to be mysterious. Honest, I'm not trying to stall. Believe me, I'm really quite serious. I'm just an in-between rascal, that's all. I know I'm not good-looking, but what's my opinion against thousands of others? I wouldn't say I'm fascinating. Too bad I'm not elucidating. I wouldn't even try. When we meet, you'll know why. It's kind of hard to put it in words. Yes, I got a problem. After all, in describing myself, I got to be a little modest. You see, beauty is only skin deep. Just happens I got very deep skin. Analyze the facts. Is Walter Pigeon prettier than me?
No!
Is Cary Grant prettier than me?
No!
Is Tyrone Power prettier than me?
No!
Those musicians will say anything to hold their jobs. Why, only a few weeks ago, I had a blind date with a beautiful girl. After that, I met her every night. And you know something? Every time I kissed her, she used to keep her eyes closed. One night, she opened her eyes, and what happened? I never saw her again. I wouldn't say I was a highbrow. My looks won't raise an eyebrow. I'm not a Shakespeare. It would take me a year. It's kind of hard to put it in words. Yes, sir. It's kind of hard to put it in words.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Father's Day, we bring you the star of One Man's Family.
Oh, you got that wrong, Hart. I'm just one man who looks like a family.
Why, it's Victor Moore.
Well, thanks for mentioning Father's Day, Hart. I've written a little poem about it. Listen. Oh, Father dear, I love you best. But now I have one small request. You told me once of the birds and the bees. I'm over 40 now. Would you finish the story, please?
That's a lovely sentiment, Victor. Jimmy will be very proud of you.
Don't mention Durante's name to me, not after what he did to me this morning.
Well, why, Victor? What happened?
Well, I was walking down Vine Street, ignoring the girls who were whistling at me, when suddenly I heard a voice say...
Get me a lawyer. Get me a lawyer. I'll sue. I've been humiliated.
Jimmy, what's the trouble?
I just steps into this cafeteria here, sets a cup of coffee on the table, and goes back to get my pie. And when I returns to the table with the pie, what do I find? Somebody stole my coffee.
Why?
So setting the pie on the table, I goes back for more coffee, and when I returns with the coffee, the pie is gone. So I put the coffee down with a little note beside it which says, don't drink this coffee, I put my finger in it. And I goes back for more pie. When I returns again, my coffee is gone, and there's a little note under the saucer which says, I drank the coffee, but I couldn't locate your finger.
Coffee, huh? Gee, that's grounds for a suit. Well, it's better than having no joke at all.
Well, tell me, Victor, what are you doing here on Vine Street?
I was just on my way down to the depot to pick up a railroad ticket. You see, I'm planning to
But I heard you say you were planning a little trip. Why don't you step inside here? I run the MacDougall Travel Agency.
No, I'm going to the depot.
You don't have to go to the depot, brother. We have tours everywhere now. Now, just step inside. It's 20 degrees cooler on the inside.
No, I don't think that we're... It is cooler inside.
Would you mind opening that door once more? My nose would like to come in, too.
Now, what's your problem, Buster?
Well, I want a ticket to Pismo Beach.
Pismo Beach? You want to go to Pismo Beach? Why?
I prefer to keep that a secret between Pismo Beach and myself.
He's going steady with a clan.
I got a much better idea, Bud. Why don't you try one of our beautiful, luxurious ocean voyages to Honolulu?
Don't do it, Victor. Don't do it. If you want to see the hula girls in their grass skirts, never go to Honolulu in the summer.
What's wrong with going in the summer?
Go in the spring when they're rotating their crops. Durante, you're like a Hoover vacuum. You'll clean it up tonight.
Wait a minute. Your problem is solved. Here's your ticket, and I know you're going to love England.
England! All I want is a ticket to Pismo Beach.
Yes. Can't you sell him a ticket to Pismo Beach?
Wait a minute, I got it. How about a bus trip through the Canadian Rockies? Now, you're leaving 10 minutes. Route 66 to Bakersfield and 101 to Salt Lake City. Then you take 57, 92, 48, 24, and 33.
How do you like that? Ask a simple question, the guy starts a bingo game.
Hold your cards, folks. There may be a mistake. What are we talking about? All I want is a ticket to Pismo Beach. Help! Help! Help!
Calm down, Victor. I got a folder right here that solves your problem. It's a tour that ends up in Pismo Beach, but on the way you go to San Diego, Singapore, Rancun, Calcutta, Iceland, Madagascar, and it's all free.
Now, take it. Give me that pen. Now, there's my signature, Victor Moore.
Congratulations, Victor. You just joined the Navy. Victor, don't feel upset. That whole thing was just a gag. But I wish I was a sailor, cause here comes a girl it would be nice to have one out in every port. Peggy Lee.
In person. Hi, Jimmy. How are you tonight, Vicky boy?
Well, I'm a little tired. I've been breathing all day.
Peggy, you look so lovely that right after the program, I'm going to take you to see Victor's new picture, On Our Merry Way. We'll sit in the balcony.
Oh, but you took me there last night and we sat in the balcony.
I know, but tonight we'll watch the picture.
Say, can I come along, too?
Why, of course, Victor. We'll need you.
Yeah, while I'm kissing Peggy, you can rattle the popcorn.
That's the way I always wind up, holding the bag.
Well, Peggy, while Victor mops the butter off his fingers, would you favor us with a little vocal selection?
Gladly, Jimmy. I'd like to sing a new ballad that's making the rounds called It's Magic.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak, and I hear violin. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I emboss when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know is my love for you. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my
a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
Well, this chapter of the Rexall quality story might be called The Sealed Room, but there's no mystery here, no overtones of ghostly horror, but only the quiet, concentrated intensity of scientists at work to guard your health. The Sealed Room? You'll find it in the Rexall Control Laboratory, a glass-walled cubicle strictly off-limits to germs. In this disinfected room, the strength of antiseptics tested, the potency of some vitamins, and other painstaking, highly accurate experiments are made. It's only one small part of the great Rexall Control Laboratory, but it contributes mightily to the meaning of the fact that you know so well that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Hey, fellas, did you hear that New York State is trying to pass a law making it legal for men to go into beauty parlors?
Why, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it could be a catastrophe. A beautician once talked me into putting mud packs on my head.
Did it grow hair?
No, grass. These ain't wrinkles on my head, they're lawnmower tracks.
Well, there's only one way to find out how the rest of the country feels about men in beauty parlors. Let's make a tour and take a survey.
That's a good idea. We leave with a hop, skip, and a jump.
You two can hop, skip, and jump. I can make better time if I lay down and roll.
Let's go. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is the reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate tonight. It's our duty to see about beauty. Should men be found in beauty shops?
When it comes to looks, I could write a few books.
Jimmy, let's make a few stops.
We have a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
What a carpet. It's going 700 miles an hour.
What was that?
Truman going through the South. Any state in the 48 is great.
Well, tonight we ought to learn an awful lot.
Follow me, Victor. We're almost at our first destination.
That must be it below.
We salute New Haven.
And New England, too.
22 New Haven.
We're heading straight for you.
Remember your etiquette in Connecticut. Don't forget it now.
We are raving cause we're craving
to stop over and how
in New Haven.
Go on down and see what's new in New Haven, boys.
Hey, Jimmy, here's a good beauty parlor. It's run by a former student of Charles of the Ritz.
Good. Let's go in and talk to him. Pardon me, sir. I understand that you're one of the best-known beauty operators in the country. Tell me, why do women by the thousands beat a path to your door, fighting for your personal attention just to get a facial massage?
I tickle.
There's nothing like combing business with pleasure.
Yeah, it must be fun running a beauty shop.
Oh, no. All day long, it's just gossip, gossip, gossip. Why, just this morning, Mrs. Brown told Mrs. Kelly that she saw Mr. Johnson out with Mrs. Henderson.
You don't say.
I do say. And Mrs. Johnson is leaving Mr. Johnson so she can marry Mr. Kelly, who's been going around with Mrs. Brown.
I bet that surprised you.
Oh, no. I started the whole thing.
If this guy talked that much in California, he'd have a sunburnt tongue. Look, sir, we're conducting a survey. Are you in favor of a law that allows men to come into beauty parlors?
Oh, definitely. I think it would be a benefit to all men.
How?
Well, for instance, I could give you some vitamin creams that would really increase your vitality.
I don't want to increase it. I just want to keep what I got.
Well, tell me, sir, do you use all those beauty preparations yourself?
Oh, yes, but don't let this get around. Using all those beauty treatments causes me no end of trouble.
What do you mean, trouble?
Well, every night before I go to bed, I smear on my face cream, hand cream, elbow cream, knee cream, ankle cream, leg cream, and body cream. And I can't sleep a wink.
Why not?
All night long, I keep sliding out of bed.
Any state in the fall, the eight is great.
Magnolia blossoms in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for a landing.
Oh, mister, can't you see?
This is Memphis, Tennessee,
where the blues take a cruise on the Mississippi.
A trumpet wears a Memphis melody.
Oh,
nighttime seems to be
a rhapsody.
To Memphis.
Go on down and lose your blues in Memphis, boys.
Let's go in, Victor. We'll check on this swanky looking beauty parlor here in Memphis.
Well, how do you do, miss?
Well, I do declare, if it isn't too nice, gentlemen, come and call our little old bitchy, bitchy B.I. show. I'm powerful glad to see you all, because I just love company. Anytime, any day, I do declare, indeed I do.
Thank you, Mrs. Effie, boom of Lexington, Kentucky.
Why, you're mistaken, sir. I'm not from Kentucky. I was born in Memphis and bred in Memphis.
Jimmy, she was bred in Memphis.
What I wouldn't do for a loaf like this.
I'd like a few slices myself.
Well, I do declare, if you just ain't the sweetest little old honeysuckle blossom.
It gets around.
Well, look, miss, we're conducting a survey on the question. Should men be allowed in beauty parlors? I suppose you're against it?
On the contrary, sir. You're laboring under a misapprehension.
There it gets around.
I could do wonders for you.
For me?
Yes. How would you like to have your face lifted?
It wouldn't do any good. The weight of his nose would drag it down.
You know, Your remarks, Victor. My nose is the only big thing left in the country that Howard Hughes can't afford.
Now, just let me demonstrate my finger wave on your chubby little friend here. First, I relax him by stroking his neck like this.
Oh.
And then I gently massage his face like this.
Oh, baby.
And then I start to twist his hair on my fingers and curl it like this.
Well, Victor, his hair is still straight, but his toes are curled.
And he stayed in the 48.
Captain Drenny, where are we going now?
It's a different kind of territory.
We haven't much time. Let's go.
Hear ye, listen, everyone.
We're heading straight for the land of the sun. To Douglas, Arizona, a touch of old west.
In the cattle country, it's a place to rest. You can swim, you can fish, you can hunt wild game.
See the cowboys rootin' tootin'.
Ain't you glad you came
to Douglas?
Go on down, boys, and take the air in Arizona.
Where do you expect to find a beauty parlor out here, Jimmy?
We're not looking for one, Victor. I just want to find out how a real rugged outdoor man feels about our quest. Here comes one now.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where never is heard a discouraging word.
Ah, shut up!
Him for.
He violated the code of the West. He said a discouraging word.
Tony! Tony! Where's my horse, Tony?
You're sitting on him.
Oh, yeah. I wondered why my legs dangled when I walked.
Now, look here, partner. We're conducting a survey. Are you in favor of men going at the beauty parlors?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't hold much talk with them nor cosmetiques. Well, just t'other night, some varmint sprinkled some taboo behind my ear while I was sleeping. I woke up in the morning, and my horse kissed me.
Let's have a whiff of that stuff. Wow.
Oh, is it strong?
Strong. One drop of this stuff, and Chloe comes out of the swamp looking for you.
Well, then you've got to prove of men going into beauty parlors.
Out here in the West, we don't need no beauty parlors. If I want to wave in my hair, I go to sleep with my head on my horse Tony's ribs.
You sleep with your head on Tony's ribs? What kind of a wave does that put in your hair?
Son, you're looking at the original Tony Permanent.
Take me home, Mr. Moore. Any state in the 48 is great.
New Haven.
Memphis. Douglas. You can travel north, south, east, or west.
Durrani says that men don't need a beauty rest.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous. Any state in the 48 is great. Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you?
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. We'll be back next week with Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the Crew Chief Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and
Jimmy Durrani in person, who says, good night, Hot Bread Houlihan, wherever you are. Don't get jealous, Mrs. Calabash. This is business.
Also, friends, be sure to listen in every Sunday on the same station to the Rexall Summer Theater, starring Pat O'Brien and Virginia Bruce. The Jimmy Durrani program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
And don't forget, folks, next week we're going to have Clayton and Jackson, my partners, with me again.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Jimmy says goodnight to Mrs. Calabash at the end of almost every show. That may have been a personal salute to his late wife, Jean Olson, who lived with him in Calabasas, California, the years before she died in 1943. You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast throughout the World Wide Web. Jimmy Durante was loved by all who worked with him or knew him. He had promised himself never to hurt others in his comedy, so his comic word contortions and jokes about his nose are good-natured self-deprecation. He always said, "Be nice to people on the way up. You'll see them again on the way down." This next show features Vera Veig, the comic spinster character created by Barbara Jo Allen, and ever-popular Don Ameche as guest stars. Here is the Jimmy Durante Show, first broadcast April 21st, 1950, on NBC.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
From Hollywood, Camel Cigarettes presents the Jimmy Durante Show, starring Jimmy Durante and Don Ameche with Vera Veig.
A-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee. Oh, what a tune!
Say, Jimmy, I see you got that healthy look from working in your garden. Tell me, how's your garden doing?
Great, Donzie, great. I've got the most unusual flowers of the year, roses.
What's so unusual about getting roses?
I planted chrysanthemums.
It's the Jimmy Durante Camel Show with Don Ameche, Vera Veig, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie, brought to you by Camel Cigarettes.
How mild can a cigarette be?
In a coast-to-coast test of hundreds of people who smoked only Camels for 30 days, noted throat specialists reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. Test Camels in your T-zone. T for taste, T for throat. And see how flavorful and how mild Camels are.
Make a note. Remember your throat. Try Camels today. Well, big league baseball season opened this Tuesday, and like guys all over the country, Jimmy and I could think of nothing but baseball. In fact, for the past few days, we both sneaked out to get in a little practice. But there was just one little trouble, my wife. One afternoon, while I was waiting on the front porch for Jimmy to pick me up, she finally cornered me.
Donald Ameche, are you going out to play baseball with that Durante again?
Yes, dear.
Oh, you think more of playing baseball than you do of your own family.
Oh, that's not true.
Baseball. What about our 6 children?
As soon as we get it up to 9, we'll play them. But there's no harm if a fella goes out and plays a little ball.
How do I know that's all you do? Especially when you're with Durante. Maybe you meet a couple of girls and take them to a movie.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. I haven't been to a movie in months.
Then how about taking me to the Bijou tonight? They have that new Vaughn Monroe picture, Singing Gun.
Oh, I saw that last night. I came back from the ballpark early and you weren't home, so I went to a movie alone. Say, come to think of it, you weren't home the last few nights before that either. Where were you?
Well, I don't see why I have to explain my actions if you can't explain yours any better. The way you always run around. Everywhere Durante goes, you have to go.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I stay home while you follow the cry of the wild gnome.
Now, don't change the subject. I'd still like to know where you've been the last few nights. And here comes Jim in his car. Now, we'll talk about it later. Hey, Jim, it's kind of crowded on this side. You better park across the street.
Nonsense. I'll park right between these two cars. Here it goes. That makes the space now to park the car. I'm also a devil in a supermarket with my wire basket.
Jim, you should have parked across the street. There's more room there.
But that would mean I'd have to walk across the street, and that's too dangerous. I did that yesterday, and a car hit me and knocked me 500 feet in the air. Then they arrested me.
What for?
For leaving the scene of the accident. That was pretty funny, huh, Mrs. Ameche? Pretty funny.
What a revolting person.
Jim, maybe we better call it off for today. You see, my wife doesn't like the idea.
Don't be silly, Don. We'll take her along. Come on, Mrs. Ameche. You can play baseball with us.
Me? Play baseball?
Sure, you're still in shape for it.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Don. Let's take your wife out on the field and swing the old bat.
How can he mean things so sweet and make them come out so sour?
Mr. Durante, you are an unmitigated, uninhibited bore whose aberrational idiosyncrasies are exceeded only by your insipid cognizance of social amenities.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to say I'm an unmitigated, uninhibited bore whose aberrational idiosyncrasies are exceeded only by my insipid cognizance of social amenities?
Yes. You are an unmitigated, uninhibited bore whose aberrational idiosyncrasies are exceeded only by your insipid cognizance of social amenities.
She wins. I could never make that trip again.
What I want to know is, how did he ever make the first one? Look, look, dear, I'll be back at 8 and we can have dinner somewhere together, huh?
At 8? Oh, well, I won't be home at 8.
Stepping out on your sprouts, huh, Mrs. Meachie?
Stepping out your... Darling, where are you going today?
I don't think I have to explain anything to you. I'm going upstairs now. If Mr. Durante wants something to drink, show him to the medicine chest.
What's she up to now? Women, they cause all the trouble.
Yeah, women. Sometimes I think this world would be better off if there was no such thing as women. Just men and children. There's a flaw in that statement, but I just can't seem to find it.
I can't understand what my wife has been up to these last few nights. It couldn't be another man.
You can never tell. I knew a fellow who suspected his wife of going around with other fellas. So to get her away from them, he moved to a lonely house way up on the top of a high hill. But he was still suspicious.
Why?
He kept meeting too many guys who were out of breath. Something, Don?
What?
He was especially worried about one guy with a climbing rope who yodeled.
Well, I'm not really suspicious, but I would like to know what's going on. I'll get that. Hey, hello. What's that? What? Now, wait a minute. Hello. Oh, he hung up. Jim, that was some Frenchman called Charles Duval telling my wife to show up again at 8 tonight.
A meet shit's happened. You're face to face with the internal rectangle.
My own fault, too. I neglected her too much. There goes my wife, my home, nothing left.
Donzie, you still have me.
You? When I come home from a hard day's work, could you light up my camels for me, put on my slippers, and bring me the evening papers?
I'll take on that job.
Could you make the world seem like a brighter place with just the magic of your gay laughter?
I'll take on that job.
Could you make me forget my troubles just by sitting close and letting me run my fingers through your thick, wavy hair?
Where do I go to get my unemployment insurance?
Man, this is silly. I'm going upstairs and talk this over with my wife. Maybe even apologize.
Hold it, Amich. That's the wrong approach. You've got to fight fire with fire. Make her jealous. Go out with another woman.
Say, maybe it wouldn't hurt at that. She has been taking me for granted lately. Yeah, Jim, you're right. I'm not going up to my wife and apologize. Now, what girl did you have in mind?
Vera Vay.
I'm going up to my wife and apologize.
Wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute. You've got to do this to save your cannibal bliss. As the poet said, lesson on thee, little man, barefoot boy with cheek of tan.
Jimmy, what has that saying got to do with what we're talking about?
Nothing, but it's the only one I know, and one of these days I'm bound to hit a situation where it'll fit. Come on, let's go over to Vera Vague's house and start on Operation False Amour.
John, I've been thinking it over, and the reason I won't be here at 8 is... Oh, he's gone. Well, maybe I'll keep it as a surprise, as I originally planned. When he sees that portrait I'm having painted on me by Charles Duval, I know he'll be delighted.
Say, Jim, maybe I better go in first and talk to Miss Vague by myself, huh?
All right. Meanwhile, I'll go buy Miss Vague some perfume.
Perfume?
Yeah, I know a kind that's terrific. Huh? I once had a date with a blonde before I brought her to her. I dabbed some on me to test it.
Well, did you enjoy your date with a blonde?
Blood blonde. It smelled so good I stayed home all night and danced with myself. See you in the nonce, Don.
Okay, Jim. Now, this is Miss Vague's apartment over here. Now, how can a woman be so careless? She left her purse lying right on the floor. I better pick it up.
Another one.
You're a vague, all right.
It's you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I make up for it by serving you a little lunch?
Well, thank you. Could you fix me a hard-boiled egg sandwich?
Well, no, I'm afraid not. For some reason, I can't seem to make a hard-boiled egg.
Well, how come?
Well, every time I get the chicken in the hot water, she refuses to lay one.
Look, forget the lunch. The reason I came over was to ask you a rather personal question. Would you consider being my girlfriend for an evening?
Oh, Mr. Ritchie, what fun!
Yeah, now, wait a minute.
We'll have a wonderful evening. We'll drive up the hill here near my home, and we can be alone on Lookout Mountain.
Oh, you don't know your geography. That's Eagle Point, not Lookout Mountain.
You don't know me. If I ever get you alone on that mountain, look out!
Look, Miss Vague, you don't understand. You aren't actually going to be my girl. The whole thing is going to simply be an act to make my wife jealous.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But it really has to be convincing. I want you to act like you really like me. You know, pretend you're throwing your arms around me, holding me close, squeezing me, kissing me. Do you think you can do that?
Shake hands with next year's Academy Award winner.
I got a feeling this won't work at all. Miss Vague, I don't believe my wife would ever be jealous of you. You're not glamorous enough.
Not glamorous enough. At the beauty parlor, I'm taking a course of 8 treatments that are guaranteed to make me the most beautiful girl in town. And I've already taken 7 of them.
Boy, that 8th one must be a pip. I must have my little joke.
This is what your mother said when you were born.
That's beside the point. I'm here to find out if you... Well.
Greetings, my little lovebirds. I assume everything is all arranged.
Jimmy, I'm glad you got here. I've been thinking it over, and I'm convinced that Miss Vague isn't the one to make
just me... Just a moment, Donzie. Just a moment. First, allow me to present Miss Vague with this precious little gift.
Oh!
Mademoiselle, please accept this perfume with which to grace your vanity stable.
How exciting! Is that the one for $12 a bottle called Tonight's the Night?
No.
No? Is it the $8 bottle, Tonight or Never?
No.
The $3 bottle, Tonight We Love?
No.
Well, what is it?
I paid 85 cents for it. It's called Possibly the Day After Tomorrow.
Say, Jim. Jim, can I talk to you alone out in the hall for a minute?
Sure thing, Amich. Don't forget, Miss Vague, tonight we rendezvous at my residue.
Okay, Jimmy.
Now, what is it, Don?
Jimmy, I can't go through with this. My wife would never take anyone like Miss Vague seriously. It'd be a waste of time.
Well, Miss Vague isn't the only fish in the sea. I've got a lot of girlfriends of my own that I can fix up with. You see, women have been going crazy about me lately.
Lately? What's the improvement?
It's my nice pink skin reflecting the glow of my red blood corpuscles. Let me tell you how I got them. Somehow I feel like I got a brand new physique. To lift a ton would just be baby's play. And I wanna tell you all, I used to be weak. But oh, how things have changed as of today. I want you to know, folks, I weigh 140 pounds, stooped over. I gotta weigh myself stooped over. I can't get the bedroom scale out from under the sink. Should have been bathroom, I said barroom. Yes, I just got my massage. And am I really the healthy one? Cause, pal, that's really living. It's great, it's fun. Yes, I'm a madman for a massage. I'm blubber for a guy who is a rubber. I'm a madman for a massage. I'm a fool, but I'm a pearl, a eucalyptus earl. What a shame. Each guy is quite a tussle. Cause it takes 1 hour just to find one muscle. It's music. When my masseur starts to hurt my vertebrae, my massage takes all day. I just lie there and pose. They spend 1 hour on my body, 23 on my nose. It must be great, cause I mistake. My masseur's looking great. Yes, I'm a madman for a massage. Folks, I just had to build myself up. I used to be a 98-pound weakling, and was it humiliating? One day I went to the beach and a 200-pound bully kicked sand in my face. So what did I do? I went to a gymnasium and built myself up to 200 pounds, too. Then I went back to that very same beach looking for that guy, and what happened? A 400-pound bully kicked sand in my face. You know, the latest thing in the movies is having the male stars expose their physique. Alan Ladd comes out on the screen stripped to the waist. Clark Gable comes out stripped to the waist. Victor Nature comes out stripped to the waist. But when I come out on the screen, all eyes are upon me. I'm the only one who exposes shorts designed by Gorgeous Gussie. It must be great, cause I mistake my mistake looking great. Yes, I'm a man for a massage. Yes, sir, I'm a man for a massage.
How mild can a cigarette be?
Make the Camel 30-day test and you'll see.
You know, so many people in show business, actors, singers, announcers, smoke Camels. And here on tape is that lovely singer, Fran Warren, to tell you why.
Hello there. This is Fran Warren. You know, anybody who sings as much as I do has to be pretty choosy about cigarettes. I've tried a lot of different brands, and I'm sold on Camels. I made the Camel 30-day test, and I know that Camels agree with my throat.
Friends, try Camels in your T-zone. Tea for taste and tea for throat. You'll see how rich and flavorsome Camels are. And you'll see just how mild a cigarette can be.
In a coast-to-coast test, hundreds of people smoke only Camels for 30 days. Each week, their throats were examined by noted throat specialists who reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels.
Make a note. Remember your throat. Try Camels today.
And I'd like to add, I rip off the cellophane, open the pack, take a little puff and just sit back. Going from jokes to the greatest of smokes. Folks, won't you try a Camel?
Well, Jimmy had poked his nose into my life again. Because of a combination of circumstances, I was a little suspicious of my wife, and Jimmy immediately devised a plan of counterattack. Let my wife see me with another girl and make her jealous. So there we were at Jim's house trying to figure out what girl.
Don't worry, Don. The Ranny will be able to get you your choice of feminine females.
Yeah. Please, Jim, don't start with all those stories about how many girls you know.
I don't want to brag, Don, but you see this little black book in my hand?
Yeah?
See all those names and addresses in them?
What about them?
That's no milk route. You know something? I got them classified according to a system. In the front part of the book, I got the names of the girls who nick.
What about the back part?
I'm happy to report there ain't no back part. There's no room for slackers on the Randy's list.
Well, let's see what girls you have. Betty, cuddly type. Phyllis, when you take out on date, will only kiss you goodnight.
But, Don, I solved that problem.
How?
Short date, long goodnight.
Oh, brother. Jim, I can't go out with any of these girls. Haven't you got any that are high class?
You just came to it, Don. The one right here. I'll call her right up.
Yeah?
This one is real class. Hello. Sam's Garage. Lubrication Department. Lubrication Department. Bottom pit, please. Hello? I'd like to speak to Crankcase Mabel. Oh, she's out, huh? Goodbye.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been much fun anyway. I once took her to a drive-in movie, and it wasn't as romantic as I thought it'd be.
Well, what do you mean?
While I was sitting in the front seat eating popcorn, she was underneath the car draining the oil.
Jim, look, let's forget about the whole thing. Maybe I'll just have a heart-to-heart talk with my wife and tell her I forgive her. Huh?
No, Don, you got to teach your wife a lesson. You have to sashay with another femme.
Well, maybe so, but we can't...
I'll get the door.
Relax, boys. It's your friendly manicurist, Hot Breath Hallahan.
Attention! Attention, census takers. This is weight coming back and counting twice. But Hot Breath, you've got grass all over your shoes. You've been walking on my nice little lawn again.
Well, I couldn't help it. You know that sign outside that says, keep off the grass?
Yeah.
When I came by, it went back in the ground and another one popped up that said, trample on me, I love it.
They're building lawnmowers like that. I'm going to buy one.
Quit the kidding, boys. I came over to give Mr. Durante his weekly manicure.
Forget the manicure, Hot Breath. Faith has dropped you into our laps. Gonzi, don't you see?
Yeah, I get it. She's the one to make my wife jealous.
Wait a minute. I refuse to be mixed up in a conspiracy against a member of my own sex. Remember, boys, I too am a woman.
Believe me, Hot Brett, there's never been any doubts in my mind.
It wouldn't be much, Hot Brett. When my wife comes in, all you have to do is give me a little kiss.
A little kiss?
Yeah.
Listen, tall, dark, and see all those nice, white, shiny teeth of yours? Well, one kiss from me.
Yes?
Charcoal cubes.
Well, she has the fire going. Anybody got some steaks?
I'll go through with this, Mr. Amici. But I warn you, I might make you forget your wife.
You make me forget my wife, Lorene? You make me forget Lorene? Just because you've got that gorgeous hair, that beautiful face, that lovely figure. You make me forget... By the way, Jim, what is my wife's name?
Never mind that. With her around, I can't even remember my own name. But I bet you're a little disappointed that it's not me you're going to make love to.
Don't be so sure, Banana Beak. You see, Mr. Amici is very handsome. He goes to my head like bubbling champagne.
What about me?
When I can get bubbling champagne, what would I want with flat old root beer?
Maybe so, but remember, you can only get champagne on special occasions. Root beer is always around when you want it. But Hot Brett, let's get back to the business of making Don's wife jealous. Can you be back here at 7 o'clock?
Sure. And to help things along, I'll wear my strapless, backless, and sideless dress.
Strapless, backless, and sideless? Won't it fall off?
What did you say?
I said, won't it fall off?
Why should it? It can't think of a better place to go. Well, so long until tonight, Rover Boys.
So long, Hot Breath.
Jim, the closer we're getting to this, the more nervous I'm getting. There's still time to call the whole thing off.
Meech, how can you talk like that? Remember that famous Latin saying? In hoc signa vince il pluribus human vi tresti.
That's kind of cute. What does that mean in English?
If I knew what it meant in English, would I go to the trouble of saying it in Latin? Everything's set, Don. I called up your Sprouse and she'll be right over.
Oh, that's swell, Jim. Hot Breath and I will go into the next room, and when I hear you open the door, we'll fly into each other's arms. Let's go, Hot Breath.
Okay, honey.
That's Mrs. Amici at the door now. I'll get it.
Mr. Duratti, you said you have something very important to tell me. Now, I haven't got much time. What is it?
Mrs. Amici, I've got shocking news. Donna's been going out with other women. He's a philanderist.
I don't believe it. I do Dom's laundry, and not once have I seen lipstick on his handkerchief.
Why do you think he grew that mustache? After he kisses a girl, he uses it to blot up the evidence. And if you still don't believe me, let me show you what's in the next room.
Well, make it fast. I've got my regular 8 o'clock appointment to sit for my portrait by Charles Duvall. It's a surprise for Don.
8 o'clock, portrait. Brother, have we been laboring under a misapprehension? He's perfectly innocent.
Oh, please, stop that mumbling and show me what's in the next room.
It's really not important. I just called you over to help me on some instructions. You see, I'm knitting little booties.
You're knitting little booties? What for?
I noticed a clause in my hospital insurance that entitles me to 4 free weeks in a maternity ward.
You can't become a mother.
Those men know their business. If they think I have a chance, I gotta try and make good.
Oh, this is really getting ridiculous. But there's something wrong. I'm going to see what's in the next room.
It's not necessary. I really just called you over to ask you what time it is. You see, I haven't got a clock in the house. What do you know? That ship is going down my street again.
A ship going down your street?
Certainly. This is California. They want a chance at the pedestrians like everyone else.
Well, if you really wanted the time, you could have found out by calling the phone company.
I can't. My phone is out of order.
Oh, yeah? Your phone just rang.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear it again. And besides, I just remembered I've run out of camels. Come on. Let's walk a mile for one.
Oh, now stop. I'm going into that next room and see what's there.
Mrs. Amici, you can't. Wait a minute.
Now stop holding me back.
But please.
Your
please,
hands off me.
Please.
Hey, Jim, I've been wondering where... Jimmy! My wife is in your arms. Oh, I see it all now. You're the one she's been running around with.
Holy smokes, I've created a Frankenfooter.
What are you talking about, Don? He was just trying to keep me from going into the next room.
That's right. I found out our 8 o'clock meetings were just to have a portrait painted.
Portrait painted? Oh, darling, what a relief. I'll never doubt you again. There's no question of it. You're a one-man woman and I'm a one-woman man.
Sounds confusing, but I'm sure they can sort it out when they get home.
Yes, dear, I'd never look at another woman.
Amici boy, I'm ready to give you that kiss you've been waiting for. Here goes.
Hot breath.
Donald Amici, there must be an explanation for this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, why explain, Mrs. Amici? Your husband just found someone with a more exciting figure.
Hot breath, cut it out.
Well, you do have a nice figure, dear. I always said that lumps would come back into style.
Well, now, girls, please.
Nice figure indeed. I'll match my legs against yours any day.
Don't be silly. Your legs don't even match each other.
Get out the catnip. These girls may need refreshments between rounds.
Look, darling. We just got hot breath to make you jealous. Believe me, there is no other woman.
Well...
Don Z, my lover boy! Let me throw my arms around you.
Another one!
They keep coming in. What a spot for an enchilada stand. Don, we forgot to stop Miss Bay.
You got me into this, Jim. Now do something.
This has all been a mix-up. Barry, you go home. And Don... You take your wife home and explain the mix-up to her. And Hot Breath, you stay here.
What for?
If this is going to be an evening of mix-ups, I want to get mixed up with something good.
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor?
That was the question asked of 113,597 doctors. Doctors in every branch of medicine.
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor?
The brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Friends, try Camels in your T-zone. Tea for taste and tea for throat. You'll see how flavorful and how mild a cigarette can be.
Friends, the many men in servicemen's and veterans' hospitals like to know that they're remembered. Every week, these men receive gift Camels as a token that they are not forgotten. This week's Camels go to veterans' hospitals, Excelsior Springs, Missouri, and Bath, New York, U.S. Army Station Hospital, Fort Benning, Georgia, U.S. Naval Hospital, Chelsea, Massachusetts. The Camel people have sent more than 191 million Camels to servicemen, servicewomen, and veterans.
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Don. Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
The Jimmy Durante Show was produced and directed by Phil Cohan and brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. Listen in again next Friday night when Jimmy Durante, Don Amici, and Vera Vague will be back on the Jimmy Durante Camel Show from Hollywood.
PA stands for Pipe Appeal and Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. PA is crimp cut for smoothness and specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. Men, get Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Camel Cigarettes also invite you to listen to the Screen Guild Theater every Thursday evening over these same stations. On next Thursday, April 27th, they will present The Shopping Miss Pilgrim, starring Betty Grable and Dennis Morgan. Be sure to listen.
Next, William Bendix stars in The Life of Riley on NBC.
you so much for joining us this week on the Old Time Radio Hour. Next week, we plan to bring you more laughter and enjoyment from the golden age of radio. Until then, I'm your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.